So both of them showed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines, and the Philistines said, look, the Hebrews are coming out of the holes where they have hidden. Is that derogatory in that situation? I told you last week, the Philistines are very smart. They make sure there are no blacksmiths. So the Philistines do not have military. They don't have firepower. They want things sharpened. They must go to a Philistine and get a blacksmith to sharpen their tools. So in other words, they have very little ammunition. They have very little armament. This is under Saul's leadership. So you're a coward. You are a community, but the enemy laughs at you. You hide yourselves in caves. Not nice, right? Not nice. Now, we are not betting against flesh and blood, right? This is a spirit thing. He wants to kill, steal, destroy, deny your potential. Cripple you. Take off your head. Right? Put dirt on you. That you don't come to your potential. That you miss the boat all the time. Look at these Hebrews. They just come up from their caves. A scorn. A ridicule. A look down. Then the man of the garrison called to Jonathan and his armor bearer and said, come up to us and we will show thee. Exactly the words that Jonathan was waiting for. Come up to us. I think he ignores the show you something. He's not interested in the show you something. So, these two climb up. Climb up slippery, climb out thorny. Does it sound like a Tom Jakes asking you to go fasting? Yes, it's hard. First thing is, keep your smile. So they climb up, right? In other words, it's the difficult thing, it's a challenge thing, but underlying it is what? It is the boldness and the obedience. An ability to hear God, hear God's plan, and being found obedient to a strategy to defeat the enemy. And to defeat the enemy is not just to save these two guys, it saves the whole nation. Hello? It's the whole nation that is in jeopardy. Jonathan said to his armor bearer, come up after me, for the Lord has delivered them into the hand of Israel. Where was he when he said this? Down in the valley. Has he climbed up? No. We do not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out from God's mouth. He heard it. So far, as far as he's concerned, the victory is done. Slippery and thorny, who cares? I'm going up. Because victory is there. And his armor bearer, the Holy Spirit, our Holy Spirit, continues to encourage him. Verse 13, and Jonathan climbed up on his hands and knees with his armor bearer with him. Do we pray like that sometimes? You cannot get up slippery and thorny on a cliff if you don't go on your hands and your knees. It's rough. It's rough. But he went, and listen, the armor bearer was with him. I will never leave you nor forsake you. The things I do, you will do also. Greater things than this, because I go to the Father and I give you the Holy Spirit. And Jonathan climbed up on his hands and knees with his armor bearer after him, and they fell before Jonathan, and as he came after him, his armor bearer killed them. In other words, the Philistines that were waiting for them up there, as soon as Jonathan arrived, he killed a few. And when the armor bearer arrived, he killed the rest. And at the first slaughter which Jonathan and his armor bearer met was about 20 men within about half an acre of land. About half an acre of land, 20 men, these two, wiped them out. These commandos wiped them out. And there was trembling in the camp, in the field, and among the people. The garrison and the raiders also trembled, and the earth quaked. Hey, okay, let's go back to the Bible. Recollect the times, and earth trembled and quaked and shook. Jesus' resurrection, okay, some more? Acts 4, they pray. Right? The religious people say, don't preach in Jesus' name. And Peter come out from prison. And they prayed, keep asking for boldness. And God came on Mount Sinai, shaking and quaking. In other words, God came. God came. God showed up. We were just singing the presence of God. Amen. And maybe we are singing, wanting His presence, but we have difficulty imagining what His presence is like. We feel, I know He's here. He's here. But maybe I want to encourage us, can we like open our windows more into the realm of the Spirit to experience more of Him, including shaking and trembling. Now, the watchman of Saul in Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and there was a multitude melting away, and they were here and there. And Paul said to the people with him, come, make the roll call to see who has gone from us. They made the roll call, and Jonathan, his bearer, not there. Then he called the priest, bring the ark of God. Hey, the battle sudah jadi lah. Dah menang. Bring the ark of God. If you had the ark of God, why didn't you bring it in the first place? Listen. We have God with us. Do we bring Him to our battles? Or somehow, we are in the battle, God is with us, but maybe we forgot to bring Him. This is quite real. This is quite real. Huh? This can speak of the nation as well. You see in news, the struggle in America. And finally they have a president who's called America to a day of prayer. Right? And they're hit with two tornadoes and hurricanes, what have you. All kinds of problems. Amen. But where do they turn to? They turn to God now. Right? And we also hoping that Sarawak may also turn to God. We celebrated 150 years of Council Negeri. How old is our country? 1963, 1957, depending on where you are. Sorry, some West Malaysians are here. 150 years ago, the first Council Negeri meeting in Bintulu. But what went wrong? We forgot. We have a covenant box. I think it's time to bring it out. Amen?